Since the time of Jesus, there have been universalists declaring that no loving God could condemn anyone to eternal damnation, and that all people are beloved in the eyes of God. And in so doing, they placed love and inclusion at the center of their religious life. And there it has remained, embedded in our first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of all persons, which was adopted by the Unitarian Universalist Association in 1985. And although in general UUs don't place the life or death of Jesus at the center of our religious life, or even concrete concepts of God, for that matter, we are descendants from those universalists who believed in a merciful, benevolent divinity and a spark of that divine that resides in each living creature, never to be eternally damned in the afterlife, nor here on earth. What that has meant over the course of our history as Unitarian Universalists is that we are called again and again to widen our embrace, to stand on that edge and look at where the rest of the world has perhaps not seen that spark of the divine, where the rest of the world may seek to condemn those who are different. And there's no way around this theological imperative. The inherent worth and dignity of every person, like really, even fill in the blank of your favorite villain. There's no way around it. It is so clear and so clearly articulated. And there's no way around the call then to open our embrace as a community to the most marginalized of groups, the most oppressed, the most stereotyped, and to see that spark of the divine, their inherent worth and dignity, beyond society's blinders. It is perhaps the most demanding of our theological ideals, and it leads us to do our own inner work of understanding our inner obstacles, including whatever internalized oppression we might have towards those parts of ourselves that are marginalized, but also the stereotypes and oppressions and limitations we see to the beauty and divinity of everyone else. It leads us to the work of justice. And it leads us into widening our welcome in our congregations so that we may be that safer place for people who others cast to the margins. In each age, that call from our universalist ancestors has been an ever constant invitation to create more love and more justice in this world. From abolition to suffrage to the civil rights movement, our ancestors were there, sometimes leading the way and always showing up. And we're in another such moment, or maybe many moments, as if these moments ever stop coming, as if we ever reach the end of what that broadest embrace might be. And in each moment, those of us who are in the majority, those of us who have that privilege, are called to listen to the voices from the margins, to see the spark of the divine within them. And in all of our words and deeds, offer the respect and dignity that is their birthright. The poet Marge Piercy writes, "When does it begin? It goes one at a time. It starts when you care to act. It starts when you do it again after they say no. It starts when you say we and know who you mean. And each day you mean one more.